Whoa, now, what's happening? This is the Maniacal Minutes Councilman speaking from the future about the past and the present. Consistency. Keep it up. Keep going. Don't stop. Till you get enough, but you'll never get enough. As long as you keep striving for wherever you're trying to go, you got this. You shall succeed. Positive affirmations. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at maniacalminutes.com or maniacalminutes on Instagram. That's maniacalminace. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Boom. What's up, what's up, what's up? All right. Back at it again to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I am your host of Maniacal Minutes, Kyle Smith. Say it like a whole thing, like a pimp named Slickback, man. What's happening, what's happening, what's happening, man? We're back again. Back at another day, back at another time. Ooh, and these times, like, it wouldn't matter to y'all, things are probably over. But y'all understand how this goes already. This is, futures, past, past, futures. You know, presents, past, past, all that. It's been a wild one. I've been feeling crazy today. Like, real crazy. I'll explain that in a minute. But, like, it's been wild in the sense of, like, everything just starting to go to shit. Like, things of shit is just fucking unfolding. It's like, what the fuck is going on? I've been feeling very strange lately. And it was kind of hard to deal with. First off, what things start with, we have the coronavirus. That happened. COVID-19. That has taken over. There's so many conspiracies out there. People thinking this, people thinking that. It's so wild. I don't even want to get into that. I'm not even gonna mention shit about that. But it's just wild how people's minds have been going stir crazy. It is like, what's going on? What's actually happening out here? We got to be careful, you know, what we say to certain people, because, like, everybody, it's you can't tell certain people certain things, you know, because they're gonna take that to where they're gonna run with it, and you're gonna get people scared. So you definitely have to be careful what you say to certain people. But, you know, this is how things are going, man. Coronavirus, and then on top of that, nigga, I love this meme. I'm gonna mention it, but on top of that, nigga, we've had another death to the hands of police brutality, George Floyd, and it has people outraged. Motherfucker, Minneapolis has went on riots. Like, it is wild. This is documentations now of this is a timestamp, basically. Since I'm mentioning this, this makes this a timestamp in this podcast, that you know that, because this is going down in history, nigga, they burning shit down. My motherfuckers are outraged. All right, this motherfucking cop just knelt, took a goddamn Kaepernick knee on this nigga neck for 8 full minutes, recorded. Nigga, you watched this nigga die. You literally watched this motherfucker die. You watched this man die on camera. Like, that's one of the things that they don't show, but this is something that needs to be shown. Like, this is the bullshit that's been happening. It's like, don't nobody need to die that way. It's like, nigga could have got up. Nigga could have eased up. Nigga could have slacked off. Motherfucker, there was three of them on him. Motherfucker was handcuffed. How much can a nigga do if he handcuffed? How much? How much damage? A bite and kick, that's about it. You can restrain that. You got a knee on a nigga neck for that long? Really? And then you're not gonna ease up as he's yelling and screaming. Like, motherfucker, what's that? Anyway, y'all understand. This guy nigga's heated. And everybody has the well right to, I feel. Nigga, get heated. Be outraged, because this is some bullshit. Motherfucker, we are tired of seeing this. But as black man, we are tired of seeing this shit. And it makes me frightened. It makes me frightened that I can't... Like, if I ain't got my goddamn... If I don't have enough memory in my fucking phone to record everything if I get pulled over, you know how nervous that's gonna make me? And I don't wanna go live and you know, go on Facebook Live or something like that and then have a goddamn live feed of my murder, a live feed of my murder on Facebook for my parents and shit to see how scarring that'll be. Man, this is fucking wild, son. Makes me real nervous. It don't take much. This nigga was just in there for forgery. Forgery. He signed some bad checks. Lost his life. What? Nigga ain't do nothing? Really? That's wild. And now it's got to the point to where motherfuckers damn near forgot about the corona. Niggas are coming together. White people abandoned together as well. They are like, oh, okay, hold on. This is a little bit blatant, you guys. Jesus, we're going to have to come together against this shit. It's wild. Motherfucker, this meme that I seen, the meme that was, you know, I went on the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead. It was like, well, Corona blew a 28-3 lead to fucking racism. And I was like, well, that's pretty good. That gave me a little chuckle. I did enjoy that. Oh my God. It has been a wild day. It has been wild in the sense that I didn't do anything besides just post my art. That's all I did. I worked on it for so long. I didn't work on it for long. I worked on it for, you know, at least about a week. About three to five business days. I worked on it for that long. And it took so much out of me just because so everything that's going on, so much is going on. It was so draining to do. And I didn't realize that until, like, after I completed it and I noticed what I did. And I was like, wow, this is really good. Like, I do enjoy my work, and I get surprised by some of the things that I do come up with, you know, how it does come out. And this just, it really says something. I just want to be heard. I just want people to open their eyes and understand, you know, that all the garbage that you are listening to, there's some real shit out there. And I was listening to this conspiracy theorist today, and he was like, man, these artists are coming out here and they want to use their platform to go ahead and set things straight. And I was like, nigga, that's exactly what I'm doing. And it's just so wild how all that shit was coming together. And as I finished this piece called "It Ain't Easy Being a Black Man," I think I've done it on here before, I'm not sure. But yeah, as I finished it, like, I felt really proud of what I did, and I decided to put it out. But I decided to, like, mass put it out. I decided to, like, I want everybody to see this. Like, I think people need to see this just to feel something. I just want people to feel, like, understand. Like, you know, we are feared for our lives out here as a black man. It is crazy. Like, this shit is blatant. You know, it's, and I don't know where it should go or what it should do, but, it, you know, shit is getting exposed, but, yeah, I keep thinking, it's like, well, then what, nigga? So what? You know, I don't care about going viral or anything like that. I just want to be noticed for what we're trying to speak on, like, for being able to point out the real. I'm here to entertain, so I want you to feel good about it. But also, I want to point out the real injustice that's happening. You know, that's being able to express my feelings this way is, that's what keeps me going. That's why I'm here. This is the journey. This is what I want. I want to be able to express my art and people see what I'm doing and appreciate that. I want to be appreciated for being able to bring people to some sense of normalcy with my words. I mean, I'm not really sure what my path is, but things have been feeling very strange. Strange in the sense that I don't know, I couldn't really control my emotions. It feels like something's making an impact, but it could all just be bullshit. I could just be high as fuck, honestly. I could just be fucking stupid high and just be like, oh, nigga, you just... But I don't know. I hate to speak on things like shit like that, because I'm always wanting to jinx myself on things. And see, the more I speak on it, the more it's just like, yeah, because... But this is my podcast, so I gotta express how I feel. I just want people to understand my personality and, you know, what people go through. This is the real. This is, you know, I want this to make a big breakthrough. I want this to be seen by thousands of eyes. I want people to open up and, you know, I want people to hear. I make people feel good. I don't want people to mourn. And this is what's happening. And the world is mourning. We're going through so much right now, everybody. Conspiracies, not, it doesn't even matter to me. Everybody's being affected. And then as soon as everybody's being affected, you single out one group, and then you the man was slaughtered. Like Killer Mike said, you slaughtered a man in front of everybody. And it's so crazy that I wrote "It Ain't Easy Being a Black Man" way before any of this was going down. No, but I mean, this is always happening. This is always going on. But to the impact that this, to the magnitude of this incident, it really opens people's eyes. And I want to open people's eyes to what goes on through a black person's head. This is what goes on through my mind. To be able to formulate those words to get, and oh, fucking shout out to Shani. She, if it wasn't for her, those words would have never came, because she is a very prolific poet herself. And from her poems that she's had, has really sparked my writing creativity to go ahead and make me revise "It Ain't Easy Being a Black." It wasn't first. It never sounded like that in the beginning. It was totally different. It was a lot shorter. But then as she made me think, you know, she made me go back and actually think about the people that have been bad. Because I've written a bit, a comedy, a joke that points out the facts about police brutality and how many people died in a certain year. So to get in depth, I wanted to actually, you know, touch people with this. But like, look, y'all see what's happening? Do y'all understand now? Like, this is what we have been talking about. This is like when you go in and a child tells you, "Hey man, there's monsters under the bed. These monsters keep fucking with me," and your parents are like, "Nah, whatever, we don't believe you." And no, we like, "No, for real." Until these monsters get caught on camera, this is the only time y'all realize that we getting fucked over. These monsters been here. These monsters been here. Y'all brought us over here. Y'all made us like this. Don't get mad because we're... Motherfuckers becoming superior. Like, we just adapting. We adapting and we're doing much better. We don't settle for less. It's so fucking crazy out here now. Like, where you can just all come together. We could all just come together. Why couldn't we all just come together? Well, you could probably do so much if we did. Niggas get weaned out easily. And now it's becoming more to where people are banding together. Shh. Understand that anything that is clear, anything that is white can get diluted. You just add a little color to it. That's it. So that one race can stay. If you keep staying with that one color. But once the mother's colors start getting in. How you gonna recreate that one color? That's a. It's hard to go back to white. You can make anything else though. So you're a primary color. It's been a wild one. I don't know how to feel. I cried a little bit. I did. I had to let it out. I didn't know what was happening. It's the piece is so powerful. It is. People have been telling me that, but after I finished it, I just sat back and took it in, and I was like, man, this is really, it really speaks on what the fuck is going on. It's crazy how all this came together, and I had to let it out, man. I had to let it out. I had a good cry. No lie. I bawled out. A 35-year-old man, I let that shit out. I was supposed to have a cocoa. Well, I'm having a COVID and Coco Sunday. We all gonna get together and watch Coco, just in case anybody does have some pent up feelings that they can't get out. We all gonna let Coco make us cry it out. You know, we gonna get a good laugh in, a good cry, all that. That's what we here for. Make you feel better. The world is fucked up right now. The world is literally fucked up right now. Dumb shit is happening, you know. We have to be wary of what the fuck is really the fucking deal. Yes, indeed. NaicoMinutes.com. Go ahead and support. It's been a. That's always you, niggas. Then come up with something else. I'm sorry. It's just me talking to myself. Okay? You understand how weird this is? You know? At least I can go ahead and express myself this way. Nigga, always on this lonesome. Always doing what I do. Moments with the Menace. That happens. That's a thing now. Me expressing myself kind of like this, but you get to see it visually. Which, since that's what everybody's on now, seeing things visually. My parents. They, my dad especially, he was like, "Well, fuck all this Facebook and Instagram shit. Why doesn't it just go back to old school, to where you hand out a CD and that person, word of mouth, tells somebody else about how good things are?" Yeah, I would prefer that as well. I prefer the old ways, word of mouth way. But, I mean, Facebook and everything is a sensible millennial upgrade to actually get the word out a lot quicker. To certain people that you probably wouldn't be able to reach because you're in a certain town or a certain state or something like that. Or you'd probably have to wait till they come there. Or you'd probably have to go fly to where they're at to maybe get something across. No telling. The options are limitless when it comes to the old way of doing things. But now, this is a more direct approach. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Fucking, apparently. I don't know how real or fake this is. But you can't use any Black Lives Matter hashtags on TikTok. It's like, what? Are you serious? You can go ahead and go viral off of dancing on TikTok, but I can't use Black Lives Matter? Nigga, y'all appropriate Black culture on TikTok. Nigga, all those dances? Are you serious? Nigga, those are black dances. Those are black motherfuckers creating these dances. What are we doing? What are you talking about? I can't promote Black Lives Matter on TikTok? Okay, TikTok. The fuck out of my face. If this is real or not, nigga, y'all better cut it the fuck out. What? Appropriate none of all the fucking people that I follow that nigga, everybody be dancing now. Hip hop, where you think it's coming from? Surely ain't coming from the white folks. The fuck out of here. What? No Black Lives Matter. Y'all monkeys keep dancing. Get the fuck out of my face, TikTok. If you was a person, nigga, I'd fucking golf your ass. That was like some slick slide racist shit right there. What? Oh, nigga, that fucked me up. I didn't mean to think of it like that. But, hey, this is an open forum, so let me speak. There's so much. I got my vape pen because I'm inside my parents' house, so I gotta be cordial, you know. I can't be a dumbass. I appreciate the living situation. Nigga, it's stacked up from stimulus and all that. Stimulus and unemployment. It's like, whoa, appreciate what the fuck's happening right now. I ain't never had this much money. It's like, wow. Okay. Well, let's just make sure this keeps coming. Make sure this doesn't fuck up. Is y'all for real? Is y'all really giving a nigga that? Okay. I ain't gonna say much. I ain't gonna say nothing at all. Thank you. Please continue that. Because nigga, a motherfucker is... Nigga, I'm trying to make some moves. Nigga, I'm trying to be heard. Like, I got so much to do. Like, hopefully, like, I want to be able to really get people to see. I mean, this is what entertain. I don't know. Who knows where to go from this? Who knows? Probably be dead by tomorrow. Probably so. Yeah, it just boom. Everybody gets their fix for that time. That one time, but. Oh, whatever. There's so much that's going on through my head. I don't know how to think about this. I don't know. Just blow it out your ass. Yeah. I know. My bad. I come on here to talk about whatever, because this is normally what I talk about. It doesn't matter. It never matters. It never really matters. Tell me a joke, man. The guideline of chasing a dream. This is the portion of my dream. Oh, what? What the fuck am I? I'm wilding. You nigga, I got so much to talk about. Nigga, almost out of debt. Are you serious? Remember all those what were they? Nigga, I forgot about what they were because nigga, I ain't had to deal with them in a minute now. Payday loans. What? No more payday loans. Done with the payday loans. I mean, if I do have another one out there, y'all better hurry up and call now. Yeah, but, nigga, done with that shit. Almost good. Well, my credit is still terrible. But any derogatory mark, that shit gone on the credit. You know, I co-signed with the devil. Literally. I literally co-signed with the devil. And now I'm stuck in an agreement, which is fucking my credit up. Bad, bad. Be careful if you young out there and you want to co-sign with somebody with a sibling's loved one. They ain't even blood. Yeah, don't. You think twice before co-signing. You're signing your life away. And I basically signed my life to the devil. And now it's slowly eating away at my soul because it's fucking up my credit. And it's hard to deal with. Very hard to deal with. I can't get shit really. I can't get a goddamn thing. But other than that, I'm doing pretty well. I'm feeling wealthy, and I enjoy this wealthy presence of being. I have been praying. I just want things to get better in the world, which they are not. They are not. It is difficult in these times right now. I mean, people are probably living their best life at this moment, but we just tired of seeing the bullshit. Like, motherfuckers, not everybody is living their best life because a lot of motherfuckers died, and I don't understand why people think Corona is a conspiracy. Who cares if you think of it is, if it isn't? I don't care. I don't care about conspiracies, but it did kill a lot of motherfuckers. Just saying. Killed a lot of motherfuckers, okay? Conspiracy or not, nigga, a lot of niggas are dead, okay? A lot of niggas are dead, man. Read the numbers on that. It has been wild out here. I'm just making sure that I stay safe for my people, cause I don't, you know, it's not about me. I think I can beat this shit, and I think I can punk it, put it in its own jail cell. Don't drop the soap, Corona, nigga. You know, I think about that, but I don't want it to just be laying dormant in me. If I can, if you know, I don't want to bring this home to the peeps. So. Yeah, I gotta be careful in these streets out here. Yeah. I'm glad that things are coming to light, though. You know, it's good that in this day and age, we don't see marijuana as fucking the devil's lettuce anymore. Like, we see it as something that is positive, that can actually help. And it is growing industries. It is really help bringing up deficits. Like, it is, and y'all shunned it for so long, and now people want to open their eyes. Now people want to open their eyes. I hope y'all open your eyes to everything. Watch when motherfuckers start tapping into the universe and the psychedelic shit, okay? That's when motherfuckers all become one. Nigga, the 100th monkey, nigga, we all gonna be talking to each other. Elon's already talking about doing Neuralinks to where you ain't even gotta talk no more. You just look at somebody, they read your thoughts if you want them to, what? You can grow limbs, but no, not grow limbs. I don't think we was talking something like that. I'm not sure. I think they are. I'm pretty sure they're growing limbs back into what? Who knows? No, not growing limbs. You cybernetic arms, just an arm that like you'll be able to with this Neuralink, you'll be able to function this arm. That if you got your arm cut off to the elbow, you know you can use prosthesis. Your prosthesis will be linked to your mind to where you can move it just like a functional arm, and boom, you got Bloodshot. Yeah, the movie Bloodshot, that dude with the functional arm, you got RoboCop. It is the dawn of time is coming, and it's amazing. I'm just ready to see where it goes. I hope y'all just fucking listen. I'm not on a little conspiracy shit, but nigga, just listen, man. Open y'all ears. Listen to what's going on in the world, man. We out here, we always got to say, motherfuckers got something to say. Niggas got something to say. We just want to be seen as one, as equal. I just want to come out here and entertain y'all. I want to become successful from what I'm doing. I want to be a mogul. We can all do this. We don't all have to be in poverty, but somebody's got to lick the boots. Out here struggling. Wanting to make something of ourselves, but y'all won't allow us. Well, we did y'all. For what? Why not? Why we can't be great too? Y'all like everything we do. I feel I'm on a real racist tip right now. I'm sorry. This is not normally me. But during this time right now, y'all can probably understand that it's probably okay. This is quite all right for me to be feeling these type of emotions. And it's understood by the entire world at this moment. I have nothing to cite. I have nothing really uplifting to say. I got my cries out, so I feel okay. My head's a little... I was a little discombobulated earlier, but I'm... coffee burps, I'm sorry. But I'm feeling a lot better now. Yeah, I was feeling real distant and off. Like, it was really strange. It was a really strange feeling. Like, it felt like the planets were coming aligned or something like that. I didn't know what to make of it. I was like, why do I feel like this? It was a very, you know, intense energy that was going through me. Let me tell you what, mate. This is wild. Which was very interesting to me that I was also, my fucking hair is so goddamn long. Megan Berrios. Shout outs. She's like an energy person. And this just felt really good after she told me. Hold on, I gotta do this real quick. I gotta go all the way do some boom and boom. And boom. Okay. Sorry. Let me go surfing through some shit just to let you see what it is. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. If you want to send things to certain people on Instagram, it doesn't let you. Like, if certain people have certain followers or a certain status or something like that, you can't send them shit. And it's weird. It'll put up a notification saying, internet, or it'll say some shit to where it won't allow you to. And it's like, wow. Oh, okay. This is what she told me. She's like, I don't know if I'm going to describe this very well, but I've watched this several times now. I get really deep energetic movement in my body. As an energy worker, I have felt this before many times, but usually in the context of directly receiving someone moving, healing that energy, moving slash healing that energy. Your divine right and expression of truth and strength is quite literally moving energy through this piece. This is powerful work in a deeper spiritual way that I can comprehend, but I feel it moving all the same. And I was like, yo, that's what I'm talking about. Like that right there, that feeling, like it was very overwhelming. And like, now that I read that again, it is thought-provoking to me now, because this is exactly what she's saying is exactly how I felt and what I was going through. And when you see the piece, it does the same thing as well. And every time, but I put that is me. That is a piece of me in this piece. Like, I put that energy into that. Like, it took me 3 takes to get it. The first take, oh, it pissed me the fuck off. Like, the first take was immaculate, kinda. I recite this. These words that I recite, I don't have to. There's no cutting. It's just straight through. I don't want to cut shit. No, you get the raw deal of this. And this is me reciting it, and this is me giving you my emotions. The first time, I didn't give much emotion, but the first time was flawless. But the first time I recorded it, I wanted to do 2 angles, which you never need. You don't need to do 2 angles. Fuck 2 angles. Like, it's just me out here recording myself anyway. That's going to give me extra work. I was like, nah, fuck that other angle. I'll have it for some other use. But as I was recording it, it was weird because I didn't know which camera to look at. So I tried to look at both cameras, which was terrible, because if you're just looking at one camera, if you're looking at, it's like, who are you looking at over there? You're not really connected if you're not looking when you're presenting this. So you got to look whenever it comes to this poetry. I feel as if you need to look for, with my poetry, it's visual. I want to connect with you. That's what I'm there for. That's what I'm doing. That's what these words are about to do. That's what I want these words. I want you to feel these words. Like I say, before I always thought this, listen up and enjoy these words. I want you to feel every piece of these morsels that I'm spitting to you. You know, I want you to understand. And so that's what it felt like. Like, I want to connect, and that's why I always look. You always got to look. But I used the second camera, and I was like, I'm not connecting. You can't. So I was like, fuck that. So I had to do it again. And I did it again, and I fucked up on one of the words, and I was like, God damn it. I mean, I still went through with it, but I wasn't satisfied with that. I wasn't satisfied. I'm like, fuck, man. All right, fuck this. I had to wait for the sun. I was waiting for the sun to come out because it was like an overcast. I'm too close to the mic. It was overcast, and the clouds kept passing over the sun, but it was a beautiful light outside. I wanted to capitalize on how beautiful it was on that bridge. And so I was like, fuck, man, I got to wait for the clouds to move. So after I did it that second time, I was like, all right, God damn it. All right, let me wait for these clouds to leave, and I'm gonna just get up there and hurry up and spit it. And that third time when I got up there, that's what you see now. And I felt it. I almost fucked up on the beat. During that set, but I rode through it, and you can't really tell. So it just all came out. Like I wanted. That's how I want to express it every time I deliver it, just like that. I want people to feel each word, each phrase, each segment, what I'm talking about, what I'm saying, what I'm addressing, because it's all like there's subliminal things in there as well that I like to address as I'm speaking on it. And it's just. You'll understand. It's not like you won't be able to get it. You get it, and it makes an impact. It does, and I don't know what how this would help or what I would want this to do. But instead of like glorifying the bullshit, then let's glorify the real. That's how I want this to be perceived. Like that's let's really get out there and. Fucking see if we could teach these kids to make a change in life. Like, it's not always fun and games. The bullshit can't happen. You know, we need to get real now. And we need to do something about life. We need to do something with our lives. You know, this is supposed to be America, but damn, it don't feel like the land of the free. Not to me, at least. Land of the free, home of the brave. I feel like a bitch right now, to be honest with you. Scared to go drive anywhere. Scared that if this nigga's scared, I might lose my life. And he might feel as if he has the right to take my life. And nothing might happen to him. But at my Thanksgiving, adjacent to the cranberry sauce, is an empty seat. Another mistaken identity of a fella mahogany. He did what his parents told, even ate his broccoli. They ain't never had much, but he smiled like they won the lottery. Images stained in your brain of how life's so vain. We claim to stay sane when it's time to enlighten the deranged, to fight for the reins. For the battalion to be there when it rains. Because the medallion of the valiance is how the legacy sustains. You get that? The medallion of the valiance is how the legacy sustains. The heirlooms that you pass down. The ones that done stuff brave. The ones that sacrificed to keep us going. Pass down that knowledge. Keep that legacy going. You know? I don't know. There's so much just in my head that I want to do. I want to do it myself. I want to be able to do so much. I want to be able to enlighten, open people's eyes, make you feel good. But I don't know what that's going to lead. I don't want to be I'm not a prophet or anything like that. Still a rude boy, but, you know. Motherfuckers, I've seen things and we witnessed the world now. Through robotic eyes. These computers are showing us everything. What's it going to take for us to come together? Like, we keeping racism alive with how things go. Why? Like, people are coming out like we thought this was over. No, bitch, we've been telling you this has been going on. Story time. Okay, now back in high school, I don't know if I told this. It doesn't matter. I'm going to tell it again. But back in when I was in elementary, I went to St. Rosalie Academy. No, I don't believe it's like private school. St. Rosalie. It's a Catholic school. Catholic school. Who's raised Catholic? Y'all know that. Y'all should know that if y'all listen to me. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you do, if you don't. Went to St. Rosalie. And this is a school that had nuns. They had nuns and they had teachers and everything. And of course, they had teachers. But one of these days, this is when I told my dad this, and some of the things he does. But this is like, now that I'm older now, I understand that it was full on racism what happened to me. But back then I was just, I didn't know. I just thought it was the teacher, taking the side of this kid because she felt bad for him or whatnot. Now that I think about it even more, it's like, oh, that fucking racist cunt. Jesus, you filthy bitch. I can't believe it always smelled like cigarettes. You a nun, why are you smoking? I don't understand this. Smoking behind the bus like you don't smell like fucking nicotine and carcinogens. Get the fuck from around me, goddammit. Nasty, had yellow teeth and shit. Was it Miss Benoit? It wasn't Miss Benoit. It was some nun. Don't matter. Whatever her name is, it don't matter. And she was a nun. And there was this dude that he was a big clunky white boy. He was picking on me and shit. I guess, I'm not really sure. I've been athletic. I was always athletic. And we used to play outside. I used to always have to go to aftercare because my dad and they never got off at 3. My dad was military, reserved, Air Force Reserve, 1 week in a year, 2 weeks a month, whatever, or active duty. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. He military. So they work till 5. They get off. You get off at 5. You come pick me up after school. Yada, yada, yada. I know a lot about after school care. I love after school care. After school care was the shit. And, there was this big clunky white boy. Clunky. Yeah, I call him clunky because he had like a Herman Munster head. A dumb Herman Munster head. It all boxy and square-like and shit. And he wore these, Doc Martens. He had some goddamn, they were like those, rock metal boots. The people that be in rock bands and shit, they wear those type of boots. He had some boots like that on. And I don't know what the altercation was, but I wound up getting in a fight with this kid. But it wasn't just a regular fight, because I understood that he big, so I'm not about to let him like get a hold of me or nothing like that. That's what he looked like he was gonna try to do. It looked like he was gonna try to wrestle me and shit. And then I wouldn't have had an advantage. So what I did, I used my athleticism on him. I danced around him like he was Andre the Giant, and I was the Hulk Mania Smash. But basically, I would dart in kind of like a monkey style, like you seen on Bloodsport. Yeah, and then he had dart in, fucking tag that nigga real quick, then dart out and run away. He would chase me and shit. I remember when he was chasing me around the yard because I stuck him a few times. He tried to swing on me, so I ducked and I boop, uppercut and then pang with a left and then poom with a straight right, and then I ran off. And you know how pissed off that'll make a motherfucker if you can't hit him? You trying to hit him, but you can't hit him? Yeah, I was very elusive. I wasn't about to let him touch me. So, and on that note, you still trying to fight somebody, and then they run off, and you can't catch him. Yeah, he wasn't about to catch me in them big ass Doc Martens. So, as I took off, he would chase me, and so I seen that he was running full speed trying to catch a nigga. So, what I did, how when motherfuckers run after you, you let them catch up a little bit. What I did is I bent down real fast and I curled up in a ball, and so when he ran up, he was like right on my heels because I let him catch me, and I bent down and boom, he flipped over me, son, fell on his face, got up real pissed, real, real pissed. And I was like, what's good, son? Why you keep fucking with me? Why you keep messing with me? You know, I ain't trying to mess with you. I don't want to fight you. Yada, yada, yada. And he was like, well, I don't know what the fuck he said. Nobody can remember shit like that. And I think I was in like fourth grade or something like that. Third grade, fourth grade. And he came over and he kicked me in the shin with that goddamn Doc Martin. And it hurt like a motherfucker. And I was like, I definitely can't take no more of that. So I think I pushed him off. And he started chasing me again. And then I tried to do the same tactic where I bend down and I hurry up and he trips over me. But he didn't he didn't fall for it the second time. And so I noticed, I think I was on the ground for way too long. And then he kind of slowed down when he got to me. And I think he was about to kick me again. And then I fucking got up with the quickness and I hit that nigga with a Shoney Carter back fist. Oh, I dropped the other or a good old Matt Sarah George St. Pierre back fist to this nigga jawline. Dropped him with the quickness. And then that's when the nun came over and she was like, what are y'all doing? Yada, yada. You can't be doing that. You shouldn't be fighting and all that shit. And then they got all mad and shit. He was like, he did this, he did that. We all, and he was crying. She couldn't understand. I was like, man, I don't know what he's talking about. This, that, he wanted to fight me. Everybody liked me, so they was on my side. So they took my side compared to what he said. But in her eyes, she was like, nah, fuck this little nigga boy. I don't believe you. Whatever. I don't care what they saying. I don't believe you. Why you beat up on this, like, why you beat up on this little white boy? And he was like, he was messing with me, you know. I told him to stop. He didn't want to stop. He kept chasing me. I'm pretty sure you supposed to be watching us. You supposed to be the after school care teacher. Nigga, we all outside. Who you watching? What you doing? Who you paying attention to? Because it can't be us, because it's only a few of us out here in after school care. So you had to see this whole thing go down. Nigga, I ran around this whole yard from this big glunk of a motherfucker. Okay, nigga, old Gunther looking ass nigga. No. Nah. Don't come at me with that shit. Nigga, this is my thoughts now. Back then, I had no idea. I was just like, don't tell my daddy. He gonna bust my ass when I get home. He don't want me fighting. You know, shit like that. And I was scared back then. But, you know, she didn't understand who to scold. So she was like, y'all stop fighting. Yada, yada, yada. And then as he was crying, because he was crying his ass off, I stuck him with that back fist. And he went to go sit inside because he felt bad or something. And she called me to the side to go ahead and question me more. The nun, she came, Sister Ruth. No, Sister Ruth was the tall, skinny one. And mind you, the lady from the witches. Or Sister Ruth was the principal. It doesn't matter. Yeah, she came, called me over. She was like, yeah, he's hurt, yada, yada, you shouldn't have done that, all this. Now, since you hurt him this bad, he's going to get his lick back. And I was like, wait, what? It was like, you going to let him hit you back? And I was like, I'm going to let him hit me back? What you mean get his lick? No, that's not, I'm not about to let this nigga hit me. He's like, no, you going to let him get his lick back because he's hurt. I was like, you ain't following proto, buddy. This ain't how this fucking works. Nigga don't get his lick back. No, you just got your ass whooped. Fuck, I'm about to let you get your lick back. And she was like, nah, you going to let him get his lick back and I'm going to hold you. And I was like, you going to, what? You a nun. You a adult, ma'am. You should. I am a child. This is, I believe I am in fourth grade. I don't think you should be holding me so anybody can hit me back. He just can't fight. He lost. He lost. Too bad for him. The fuck you mean you gonna hold me? And, she proceeded to hold me. And she allowed this motherfucker to hit me back. And I was like, bitch, is you serious? Like, she didn't put me in a full Nelson and like nothing like that, but like she got behind me and she grabbed my arm, so like I couldn't defend myself. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe you just about to let this, you just gonna let him hit me? And I was like, nah, my reflex is too fast. I'm in Taekwondo. I'm not about to let this bullshit go down. So the first time he swung, I picked up my legs. She was like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. No, you got to leave your legs down. You got to let him hit you back. I was like, nah, I'm not about to let him hit me back. Like, nah, that's his bad that he got beat up. Your fault, you can't fight. You should have had a brother or sister to teach you some shit. But apparently not, you know, and his daddy coddled him. So, no, he about to get his lick back. And I think he went for it one more time. And, like, I kind of winced up, and it wasn't a good hit. I still put my leg up. I broke away from her. And she was like, no, nope, that wasn't a good hit. He didn't hit you. You got to come back. You got to get hit. You got to take this lick. I was like, really? Are you serious? And she pulled us into the classroom so nobody could see. And I was like, what? And she was like, go ahead, get your lick back. And as we standing in this classroom, I'm like, I'm not about to let this motherfucker hit me in the goddamn stomach. I'm like, all right, you know what? I got her ass. So this motherfucker, he was ready. He cocked the fuck back. He was about to give me a good one. He was about to hit me hard as shit. And I seen it. And I was like, yeah, you being a little bitch in front of everybody. You can't really hit hard. You probably hurt your hand as you hit my knee because I blocked that shit. So I was like, all right, I'm going to fix her ass. And we in the classroom, and she's holding me. She's holding me tight, tight, tight. And I'm like, okay. And I waited the last minute. This motherfucker cocked back. And as he comes with a nice straight left or right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your arm. But I seen it. And I seen it coming, and it came so slow. I mean, it was probably faster then, but to me, it was so slow. And I did one of those Monkey D. Luffy's, one of those One Piece dodges. Nigga, I dodged to the side, moved my complete side like a goddamn parenthesis. Nigga, and it stuck her in the stomach, had her keeled over. She was, and I was like, ha ha, bitch, that's what you get. Motherfucker jabbed her ass right in the goddamn stomach. She was done with it. She was like, all right, bitch, I'm on my period. And you just hit me in the bladder. I can't fuck with y'all no more. You just got your ass whooped, little boy. And that was wild. Till this day, I was like, oh, bitch, you being racist. That's what this was. Because I was a little black. At most schools that I went to, I was privileged as a child, I guess. Private schools and shit. Most of the schools that I went to, Catholic school, had a lot of white folk there. Not too many black people. Not too many black kids. So, you know. Yeah, that was some wild shit. I also seen somebody get his finger busted open there. That was crazy. A desk fell on his finger, on his pinky finger, and he had to get it stitched up. And I was right there watching. Like, that was the first, like, kind of traumatic thing that I seen in a while, because he was a cool dude, man. I was like, man, that's fucked up that some shit like that happened to you. Bust his finger open. I was like, oh my God, this is, oh, there's so much blood. What? We are in fourth grade, sir, nigga. I'm gonna need you. Oh my God, there's so much blood. It was just too much for me at the time. I was like, man, I didn't know what to do. I just yelled. I was like, teacher, that's it fell on his finger, and his finger got busted open. That bit was open, like split the fuck open. You see that nigga bone and shit. I do miss them milk pouches, though. They had little pouches of milk, and you pop that bitch with a yellow straw, like a Capri Sun straw. You got to pop that bitch with the yellow straw, but if you ain't got good pouch popping straw skills, then you gonna fuck up your snack time for aftercare. After kid, they always gave you like some cookies or some shit, like some animal crackers or something like that, or some Cheez-Its, and you got a milk pouch, and it's either you got the white milk or the chocolate milk, and I always got the chocolate milk, and you take that bit, it's like a little saline pouch, like a little titty pouch, you know. I took that bit, and you shake that bitch up, because you can see the sugary syrup or the chocolate in that thing. Now, I don't like chocolate, but I do like chocolate milk. So these little pouches was my shit. And you take that thing, you shake that thing up, and you take that straw and you pop it through, and you say, but you gotta fluff it up, okay? What you do is this is how you work with the milk pouches. I know they probably ain't got, these probably not sanitary anymore. I don't know. But you take the pouch, right? You gotta fluff it up in the middle. You grab it like the bottom of a titty, and you fluff it up, because when you pop through, you gotta give it some force to pop through.
to pop through the top. But you can't give it too much force because you'll pop through the whole pouch. And then you'll fuck up your milk drinking experience. You don't want to do that. So you just got to pop through it. It was a skill. And if you couldn't get it, sometimes if you couldn't pop through, if you had to force to pop through, that bitch will bend on you. Or if it bent, it's done with. You're going to need to find a new straw. You're going to have to bite the end off or something like that. And that's the nigga kids. And you don't have too many nigga kids to teach you that at a fucking Catholic school, all white Catholic school. So, yeah. Back then, that's when I chipped my teeth. Chipped my teeth twice. I hit one on the first time I chipped my tooth. I hit it on the edge of the fountain. Or did I miss the fountain? I think I missed the fountain. I hit the blacktop directly on my teeth. My hands didn't want to pick up in front of my face at all. I also got in a fight with this dude named Scarface. And this is probably the only fight that I probably could have actually said I came close to losing or something like that. I'm not really sure. I couldn't really tell you what type of fight it was. We was running all over the place. He threw me on the ground. He was threatening to punch me in the face. I was like, this is before I knew any jujitsu. I didn't know how to buck him off. He had me in top mount. I was like, bitch, next time I'll get you. He wasn't about to throw no elbow, though. Scarface. I remember I called that nigga that. Scarface in line. Because there he was picking on everybody. And I was like, no, you ain't going to pick on my friends. I'm going to fuck over you, son. I think there was a dude named Lance, and he was supposed to be the fastest dude in school, but I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm the athlete here. His daddy was in the military, and he came from somewhere else, and he used to run so crazy. He used to pick up his knees and really tiptoe run. Yeah, I mean, we used to race all the time. I'm like, bitch, nah, I'm gonna beat you. You can't be faster than me. And then we became friends like Rocky and Creed, kind of like that. Yeah, we was a shit. Like, motherfucker, we play it. Nigga, catch one, catch them all. Nigga, we always on teams. We the last ones to get caught. It was a duo after that. And my homie Arthur Yabes, he's like my aardvark friend. I say aardvark, but nah, he was just cool. He always used to pick his lip. That was his thing. He used to pick his top lip. Yeah. I mean, when I first went to that school, St. Rosalie, I remember I sat down in the line and I said, this nigga, his name is Perry, like Perry Winkle. And I said, that nigga, he looked like Spock because he looked exactly like Spock. And I didn't know that he'd been getting called Spock like since last year and shit. And it was very offensive to him. And I was just surprised that I remembered Spock's name. I was like, oh man, that nigga looks like such and such. And I was like, you got a doppelganger. That was when my first doppelganger thoughts came in. I was like, this nigga, you look like Spock, son. And he cried and told on me. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, puss ass nigga. I'm pretty sure he's gay now. He had a boyfriend at school. They used to always hang together. They remind you of the dudes from Home Movies, the two brothers, the two twin brothers from Home Movies, Terry and Jerry or whatever their name is. Yeah, Perry and Terry. Them motherfuckers are real soft like that. Very interesting school. Also, I've done so much shit there. That's the first time I forged something. I forged my daddy's signature. He bust my ass for doing that. Yeah. They told on me. I got found out. That was some bullshit. Never again will I forge my daddy's signature. I was a terrible child. Bad. I understood that. I wanted to get to this. I remember playing it one day, and they have at that school, St. Rosalie, they have it was like a baseball diamond or something like that. It was just weird. They had like this little rectangle in the middle of the blacktop, and this was the base. So we'd play it. It would be a big, all the kids in the class would play it. And 1, 2, 3, get off my father's apple tree. That shit. Yeah, we do shit like that. So you get on the base. 1, 2, 3, get off my father's apple tree. You are truly it. And he'd jump off and they would say something. 1, 2, 3, ABC, I got apple tree immunity or something like that. And, you know, it's wild. It's like, nah, that's cheating, nigga. No, eventually one of y'all gonna have to come off. Don't play me like that, bitch. You just mad because you know, if you get off, I'm gonna catch your ass. But I remember I was the last one out, and I was waiting for everybody because I'm like, nigga, I'm about to shake, juke, burn the fuck out this nigga. I'm about to catch him. And it was Lance, the homie that's fast as me. And I was like, no. And then everybody, their mom was on base. And I'm like, yeah, nigga, they gonna watch me juke the fuck out of this board and burn the shit out of him, right? Because I'm the shit. Nigga, I got my knife blades out. Nigga, you ain't gonna catch me when I got my knife blades out. You know, when that T-2000, that T-100, no, the T-2000 on Terminator 2, nigga, he fucking put the knife blades out and then he run fast as shit. Yes. Yes, I understood that. So, boom. Hit you with the Emmett Smiths real quick, bang bang, and then juke the shit out of him and then take off. And there was this one dude that was on base and he had just got there, and like he was about to fuck me over. He was in my way. I was like, nigga, move, nigga. I'm coming in. I ain't gonna let homie catch me. I gotta school him. No, let him know that, nigga, I'm the fastest out here, but I can't get touched. So, like, nigga, I'ma need you to move. And that motherfucker, he wasn't moving. So, and as I was running the base, and as he was, you know, like, crawling over or whatever the fuck he was doing, Lance was right behind me. And I'm like, fuck that, you're not about to get me. So I went to go try to jump over this nigga. And apparently he crawled into where my knees were about to land. And I just followed through the back of his head. And, the front of his grill hit the blacktop. Fucked up his fronts. The entirety of his fronts. Like, I mashed that nigga mouth up. Really bad. And I feel, to this day, I feel really bad for that. Because, with all the angst that was in me, I purposely did that. Like I was like, nah, this nigga gonna learn today, bitch. I'm not one to be played with, bitch. I am the fastest here, okay? And I need to keep up my reputation. So if it's your mouth that's gotta get fucked up for me to keep up my reputation, nigga, take these knees to the back of the neck. And yeah, I fucked over him. He came back to school, like, I think it was like a few days later. After that, with his fronts all completely one tooth, it looked like. Yeah, I fucked his mouth up, and I felt so bad. I think he had to get stitches and shit. I fucked a few people up in school that I feel real bad for. I remember this one dude, he had a burn mark on his ear, and he drew Nazi symbols on his book, and he got suspended. I didn't know why he got suspended. I was like, he's just drawing on his book. Why y'all suspended? I didn't know back then. I didn't know what the fucking Nazi symbol was. And I was like, why do you know what this is? And he'd be like, fourth, fifth grade, dude. But yeah, he got suspended. St. Anthony of Padua. I need a nigga in the balls for taking my gold sticker. He took my gold sticker. It took me a lot to get that gold sticker because I had to be good and shit. And I had to do something good in class for me to get that gold sticker. So I normally don't get gold stickers. And I was standing on the line because I was punished for something. And he came. And he fucking came up and took me. And he snatched my gold sticker off my collar. And I was like, nigga, I earned that sticker. Are you serious? So I fucking grabbed that nigga as he tried to run off with my sticker. His name was Joshua. He was a dick. And he was always picking on a nigga and shit. So I grabbed that nigga and flipped him with the, I turned his shoulder with the quickness to where he was facing me, and I need him in the balls. I tried to send my knee to my face, and he lifted off the ground a bit. Oh, I dropped him, and like, I need him so hard. Like, he had to go to the hospital. Like, I fucked him up. I don't know what happened to him. He wanted to show me, actually, at one point. He was like, look what you did to my dick. Oh, whatever. And I was like, bitch, you tried to take my sticker. You shouldn't have tried to take my sticker. That's what you get. That's what you get for trying to take my sticker. You know how what it took for me to get that goddamn gold star? I was going to go home and show my daddy, and you ripped it off my collar. You ripped it off. Now, I'll never go back on because the adhesive is dumb on those gold star stickers. And you deprived me of that. I was a bad child. I just wanted to show him that I did some good. That was it. Yeah, need that nigga in the balls. He was done with after that. I believe it's Life Christian Academy. I used to do this thing to where I would run up behind people unsuspectingly, and I'd go knee to back. And yeah, I think I like fucking messed up this dude's spine doing that shit. And I felt really bad. I was like, my bad, dude. I didn't mean that. Like, I was just having fun. I'm small. I thought you're a big dude. I thought you'd be okay. Apparently, he was not. Like, I fucked him up. And it was my bad. I think he was the same guy that he was sitting on a basketball. And one of the dudes came up and tried to kick the basketball from under him that he was sitting on. And he ripped his asshole open. I was like, yo, that's fucked up. I remember, I believe it was Life Christian Academy, at the end of school year, I got in a fight with this dude. I beat this dude up at the end of the school. He didn't hit me at all because we were standing in line. My sister was supposed to be picking me up. And we were sitting in line. And he was saying a whole bunch of shit. And I was like, son, keep talking, son. I'm going to fuck you up, son. Fuck. And something like that. I don't know. Or I was talking. I think I was getting on his nerves or something like that. He was like, man, you keep saying some shit. I'm going to hit you. I was like, whatever. You ain't going to do nothing. Yada, yada, yada. And motherfucker swung, and I did that lean back like that crane neck, and I leaned back, and then I came quick with a 1-2 pop pop, stuck him real quick, and he stood up and he tried to swing on me, and I ducked that bitch, and I hit him with a left hook, and he tried to swing again, and I went duck city again, and I was like, he doesn't understand my patterns. For some reason, I'm just keep ducking. He kept swinging wildly, and so I came up and I pop hit him with another hook, and then pop pop hit him with two straights real quick, and that was it. Teachers came, and motherfuckers was like, ooh, ooh, yada yada yada. Yeah, that was fun. I once got my heart broke there. This is the first time I knew that women were conniving. Not all women, just her. At this time, pretty Natasha, her name was Natasha. I think we dated for like 2 days, and then she was like, oh yeah, somebody came. Oh, I was talking to her on the phone, and like some dude was outside or something like that, and I was like, who this nigga is, what the fuck, what's going on, why you gotta stop talking to me so you can talk to this nigga that's outside? Okay. And then she came to school the next day, and she was like, yeah, it's not gonna work. And then she told her friend to tell me that, yeah, she's gotta go with somebody. I was like, oh yeah, it's that dude, yada yada. Okay, whatever, bye, I don't care. Doesn't matter. At this school, we had a 6-inch rule. We had to stay 6 inches away from the girls because it was a Christian academy, and we had Bible study. They also taught us Latin, and there was a church inside the school. Yeah, and that's when I failed. I failed at Believer's Life. I didn't fail. I passed, but they held me back. They goddamn held me back. That bullshit. You know that feeling? That feeling you get when you get held back. You ever felt that feeling before? When you got to line up in correspondence to the grade that you in, and you got to go back to the same grade that you did last year, and your other friends are not in that grade because they passed. You ever got that feeling before? It's a terrible feeling. It's a terrible feeling because y'all lined up side by side. And niggas like, hey, man, you know you're not supposed to be over there, bitch. Get over here before you get in trouble. And you like, nope, I'm back here again. And they like, nah, nigga, whatever, bitch. You silly. We both silly. Come on, nigga, we gotta go to class. We got learning to do, nigga. It's the 8th grade now. Get out of the 7th grade line. And I'm like, nope, I gotta do this 7th grade shit again, man, my nigga. And that's the end of a friendship right there. You gotta make new friends now. You gotta make friends with the niggas you used to pick on because you was in an older grade than they were. Now y'all in the same grade, and it's like, nigga, you fresh meat. Yeah. You ever felt that way before? Nah. Might fuck you up. Today, after all this shit, after all this went down, after all me doing the shit that I did, the powerful message that I put out, I tried to watch the Khalif Browder story. Ooh, bad timing for this right now. Like, that's just like trying to watch When They See Us. Yeah, I'm pretty sure like some of my people that I know still can't get through that show. coming from a nigga that gets lost in the system every, well, coming from a nigga that got lost in the system every time he went to jail, I slightly, like, this nigga went to Rikers, okay, that's fucked. At 16, you spent 3 years in Rikers for some bullshit that didn't happen to, that you didn't do, and you know how, what that does to your mental, and then on top of that, you did 7 months in solitary, in Rikers? Yeah, I mean, when I did fucking 3 days and they couldn't find a nigga name, you know what that did to my mental? I was like, wait, what y'all mean y'all can't find my name? Nigga, I just got pulled over for a traffic ticket. Nigga, I didn't even get pulled over. Nigga, this was an accident. I called y'all. I called the cops because this nigga hit me, ran into me, and oh, boom, your license expired. Oh, I did not know. Well, we gotta take you to jail. You can't drive. What? What? Boom, in that bitch for 3 days. On a trip, nigga, nah. I don't understand that. But hey, man, something's gotta happen. Something's gotta give. Nigga, that shit's frightening. Not knowing what the fuck's going on the outside, can't get in contact with nobody. Glad I work and got money to go ahead and bail myself out. These niggas can't. It gets scary, son. Yeah. Motherfucker going up, having to get processed. Put this orange jump on, nigga. You the rest of everybody else. You the rest of the society in this cell block now. You just like everybody else. Bitch, you lumped in with everybody now. Bitch, you a murderer and a thief, a drug dealer and all that, just like these niggas now. Bitch, your skin color lump you in the category with these niggas. Everybody is one. All of y'all of drug dealers, rapists, thieves, all of that. We don't give a fuck what you did. And they can put this jump on. It's like, shit. Motherfucker got sent to the tents and shit. Nigga went to a spot where nigga, they had like 8 of us in there. Nigga, they got one cot. A motherfucker got tuberculosis. He in that bitch dying. He need his medicine. Nigga. Or diabetes or something like that. When I went to jail for fucking the weed plants and cultivation and shit, I got chained to a nigga that had tuberculosis, and that was some wild shit. And I was like, this is crazy. Yeah, but everybody, I was cool with him. Me and him were friends. He used to sleep on the bread and all that. He used to take his bread and sleep on it, and then stuff toilet tissue around his feet and use him as shoes. But yeah, no, nigga, I was in the cell for this little traffic ticket. Hey, motherfucker got shipped everywhere. Went to the tents. Motherfucker ended up damn near dying. It's so goddamn hot. Nigga snuck coke in that bitch. Had it in the crack of his ass. Shamed it with everybody. Now you just gonna, all y'all gonna sniff this up y'all nose? Okay. Some shitty coke, my nigga. Wow. How you keeping that in your ass like that? That's great. Without it fucking seeping through the paper, you just gonna have it in the crack. The crack of your ass gotta be moist, my nigga. He had to take it out in that room. He did. He took it out and let it air out, cause this nigga, it was warm in that bitch. We all in that motherfucker dying. I was in there for hours. Hours. And that shit was terrible. For some bullshit that, you know, you didn't even do nothing wrong. Nigga, your license is expired, suspended. License expired or some shit like that, flagged or whatever. Who cares what the fuck it was for? I called the cops because I got into an accident. It's like, god damn, that's some wild shit. And then it got shipped to another cell block. And this is like the third day. I'm like, man, do y'all have a Kyle Smith on the books? Motherfuckers like, we don't see no Kyle Smith. I'm like, bitch, are you serious? There's a lot of Kyle Smiths in the world. You don't see none of them on the books right now? A lot of Kyle Smiths in the world don't go to jail. A lot of them are white. But my ass, Jesus Christ. I go to jail and these niggas don't find my name. Nigga, the next cell block that we go to, nigga, it's all of us that was in that fucking, the small tents or whatever. They bring us to these other cell blocks. It was a bit bigger and they got air conditioning. And because the motherfuckers was dying in that thing. They bring us to these other cells where it's a big rec area. It's a big recreational area. But it's one... this is one whole cell. Like, the one whole cell is like a big recreational area, and it's got little cells inside of it. So, like, bunks and little barracks and shit. And they got, like, 7 on one side and 7 on the other side. And straight ahead is the showers. And it's one shower. And as soon as I walk in these cells, I'm like, this is not about to be that shit at all. This about to be that bullshit. And as soon as I walk in there, there's a nigga ass naked in front taking a shower. And I'm like, yo, I can't do it. I ain't gonna be able to do it, man. I'm not used to this penitentiary shit. Like, are you serious? And motherfuckers like, nigga, get this pillow, get this toothbrush. Here, take these drawers. Nigga, you gonna be here for a minute. I'm like, for real, son, I can't. I don't know how long I'm gonna be here. I don't want to take my shoes. I don't want to take these slippers off. Nigga, I'm definitely not about to get in the shower. And I hope I ain't got a shit. I hope I ain't got a shit. Nigga, 3 days, I ain't shit. I hope I ain't got a shit. I'm not trying to shit in these cells. No, there ain't no privacy in these cells. Now, and then, on top of that, when I get in this bitch, boom, nigga ass nigga taking a shower. Okay. They already got motherfuckers in these cells. Like, this cell is already packed, and they just bringing us in there. Nigga, there ain't no place for us to sleep. Motherfucker, these bunks is already taken. They already got niggas in these bunks. Some people are already asleep. They bring us in there, and they nigga find a flow. Find a spot on the flow. Get comfortable. That's your pillow. That's your blanket. Nigga, settle in. It's like, yo, what the fuck? Terrible, nigga. I had to make friends just to go piss somewhere. Nigga, there wasn't no goddamn regular piss spot. It was just like, oh, you gonna have to go piss in one of the cells. You know, just go ask a nigga. Well, this nigga sleep. And this nigga look like he trying to have some privacy. Nigga, what the fuck? I gotta go ahead and make friends? I don't want to be here that long to where I'm making friends like this. Jail is terrible. Ooh, that shit was some wild shit, bitch. I was like, does anybody know that I'm in here? Nigga, this is my third day, and I don't... I hope that my job understands. Nigga, call my job. Let them know that I'm in here on some bullshit. And nigga, when they finally do call your name, you ain't never ready. You ain't never ready. You trying to just prepare yourself for whatever you got to do next in that motherfucker. And they finally hit you up. Kyle Smith, get your things. It's like, what? Nigga, them motherfuckers come up to you so quick. Hey, son, let me get your socks, my nigga. Let me get that blanket, my nigga. Go ahead. Hey, son, let me get that toothbrush from you. Nigga, hey, y'all can have all of this. I don't need any of it where I'm going. I'm not trying to take any of this fucking regalia from fucking prison. From jail. I don't want to keep this. This ain't no memorabilia. It's old funky shit. But motherfuckers be loving that. Nigga, jail food is so terrible. They're down to a $2,000 diet calorie and 2,000 calories in there. They don't eat. Oh, the food is so gross. But people be in there for so long, they get used to it. They got ways. It's just, it's wild. The first time I went to jail, with my brother, this is when they found like an ounce of weed in the fucking center console with the devil wearing Prada, who. It's like, fuck that, we gonna bring it anyway, and we trying to go all the way to Plaquemines Parish from Booty. It's like, nigga, what are we doing? We about to take a whole hour ride with goddamn ounce of weed in the center console. Like, bitch, he told you to put that back inside, and you decide you're gonna take it anyway. We rolled us 2 blunts. We don't need no more. But that's what he decided. My brother's always there for me, though. He was always trying to help a nigga out and shit. Love you, bro. But, yeah. All the way out there, first time, nigga, fucking Engineers Road, nigga, got pulled over. Be careful on Engineers Road. They got cops just waiting. We didn't even see where they came from. Pulled us over. Oh, yeah, y'all license plate light is out. We was like, he didn't even know you get pulled over for that. Boom, motherfucker found that weed in the center console. He didn't even know it was in there. He didn't know it was in there. I knew it was in there. He didn't know it was in there. Her dumb ass decided that she was going to put that bitch in there. He saw that shit down there. Passed the fuck out. Oh. Boom, went to jail for the first time because nobody wanted to fess up for it. I wasn't about to fess up for it. I was like, bitch, you say who it was for. You put that shit in there. But my brother wasn't about to take that charge because he also had a pistol, a Glock 40 with a high beam on that bitch called the Cyclops. Yeah, or was it a 45? Big gun, whatever. Gun and a pistol, that's a felony, my nigga. Who gonna take this charge? Boom, ain't nobody saying nothing. Y'all all going down. My time, first time in jail. Then go to jail. Motherfucker, they separate me and my brother. My brother like, no, no, come on now. This is first time. This is first time. Officer, like, don't separate us. Don't separate us. Like, yeah, first time. Yeah, whatever. Go over there, my nigga. Terrible. But I held my own. I understand. Nigga, I had to, you know, you got to be a big boy sometime. Nigga, I got in there, son. Motherfucker's like, what you in here for? Nigga, they judge you immediately as soon as you get in the jail. What you in here for? What you in here for? What you did? How come you here? Don't fuck up and say some dumb shit. Don't fuck up and say some dumb shit. Nigga, be wary. Be witty about it. Nigga, you don't matter who you are in jail, bitch. Lie. I mean, they gonna find out. Motherfuckers might find out, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, I was in there, but got caught with an ounce of weed. Oh, big Marla, big baller. Oh, okay. Okay, motherfucker got caught with an ounce of weed, nigga. Here, look, you come over here. Nigga, you can take this spot. I was like, what? Motherfucker told the nigga, get up. He was like, nigga, hey, this nigga's spot now. I was like, oh, shit. Motherfucker punked the nigga out of his bed and gave that bitch to me. First day in jail. First time ever going to jail. I was just being myself, I guess, nigga. I was like, I don't want to fuck with nobody, nigga. I'm gonna keep to myself. Left my shoes on. I had the wrong socks. My feet was stank the whole time. Yeah, I got in that bench. I was just like, well, fuck it. I'm gonna be right here on this floor. He's like, man, what you in here for? I'm just, shit, you know. Had an ounce of weed on me. He's like, oh, big boy, huh? Ah, all right, yeah, shit. Here, look, you take this bunk right here. Motherfucker gave me his bunk. He's like, nigga, that's not your bunk no more. That's his bunk. And I was like, whoa. And, you know, I had to take it. I had to take it. You can't say no. If a nigga in jail fucking punks somebody out of some shit and then gives it to you, you just got to take that spot. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, my nigga. I don't want no problems. So, excuse me, you know. I went and put my shit there and laid down. Motherfuckers was trying, just trying to take stay to myself, just wait for the shit to be over. Niggas trying to talk to my brother and shit. And, you know, I went over by the window. Nigga, you should not be by the window. Motherfuckers like, nigga banging on the window. I was like, yo, bro, what's going on, man? I don't know what the fuck's happening. And he was like, I was like, can I talk to you somehow? Niggas like, nigga, get away from the window. I was like, what? Get away from the window. And then one of them niggas in there was like, yo, little man. Nigga, they gonna tase everybody in this bitch, son. Get the fuck away from the window. I was like, oh. I didn't know. They don't like you by the window and shit when you're in jail and stuff like that. So, you know, I just had to sit down and just relax. And I did. And motherfuckers was talking to a nigga. And he was like, what you do, son? You rap? You be rapping, son? I'm like, yeah, you know, I rap for a little bit. I rap from time to time and shit. Back then, I used to rap with my brother and shit during college. He was like, oh, all right, we be having little ciphers and shit, nigga. When we do that, bitch, come get on the mic. And this is the nigga that gave me the bed and shit. And I was like, oh, man, I mean, I'm not, fuck, I don't really want to rap in front of all these, all right, whatever. And, nigga, at a certain time, they do festivities, nigga. Motherfuckers play dice, motherfuckers play chess. Nigga made some chess out of some soap. And these niggas rap. They rap around a certain time. Nigga, I went and take a nap. I'm like, fuck that. Maybe they'll rap and I'm still asleep. Nigga, I only slept for so long. So you can only, it feels weird sleeping in jail. So I only slept for so long. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm up now. Nah, I can't sleep no more. Motherfucker was like, oh, little man, right on time, nigga. We just started the cipher. I'm like, damn. All right, I guess I'm in a cipher now. You can't say no. The motherfucker done gave me this nigga bed, and he trying to be friends with me. Nigga, I don't know how long I'm gonna be in here. I guess I'm part of this cipher now. Nigga, he was pretty swole too. He was a big dude. He seemed like he could protect me. I was like, all right. I mean, fuck. You talking to me? I guess we can't be friends. I ain't gonna try to fuck over nobody. So let's get it. Nigga got in the cipher, and I didn't know what the fuck to say. My skills in rapping would. Well, it was decent, but, you know, I wasn't fire or nothing like that. But in this jail cell, I proceeded to spit the most fierest of bars. And Nigga, apparently it was so cold that nigga, it ended the cipher. Nigga, I began and ended the cipher. They was like, oh, nigga, what? Yada, yada, yada. Nigga, I went off. I did. I felt good about that. And then I was the talk of the cell at that point in time. I felt good about myself. I felt like I accomplished something in jail. I think, you know, it felt like if I had to deal with it, I could do this shit. You know, I seen how niggas made shit and all that. I was like, I'm with this. I can fucks with this, you know, but just understand, nobody want to be there. You still got to get over that mental, like, oh, okay, I mean, nigga, you're still not free. Just try locking yourself in your room and then not letting yourself out until it's a certain time. And all you can do when you do is walk the hall and then you got to go right back. Yeah, jail is not what's up. It felt weird because it's like I can't leave when I want to. I would like to, but I can't. That's how this feels. You know, I can only leave when these motherfuckers tell me. And then I can get, you get a little claustrophobic. Huh. But yeah, man. I didn't hit this pin one time at all since I've been on this. My I told myself I was. But I didn't. Let's get it to green. There we go. Gotta heat it up, I guess. There we go. Oh, yeah. Yep. Sorry. I just coughed everywhere. That's a deep pen cough, not a corona cough. This is like good ASMR. Just for the people that like to listen. Something like that, you know, and yeah, but man, please do support your local artist, come out here, share, voice your opinions, be kind to one another, don't be dicks, don't be assholes, love, man, and let's make the world a perfect place, at least try, you know, it's been a minute since I've been back on here, but once again, doesn't matter to y'all. This doesn't, you know, this shit don't work that way anyway. Y'all know how this shit goes. So, to all my jokers out there, tell me a joke, man. The guideline of chasing the dream. I've been your host, Maniacal Menace. Thank y'all for listening. Good night. Good evening. Good morning. Whatever. Y'all know. It feels like I don't want to get off, like I have more to say. I don't really have much more to say. It just feels like a weird way to get off. Like I should probably cover something. But I've said my goodbyes already. And I've done like a whole little stint where I did this ASMR bit. And who knows where that's going to go. But yeah, plug myself. Check out everything that I do. You know, I'm on Podbean, Tell Me a Joke, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, the Maniacal Menace Comedy on YouTube. Check out my YouTube channel. Moments with the Menace, those are on there. My poetry, check out my poetry on YouTube. I also have that there. You can also check out maniacalmenace.com. I'm more diligent about posting more stuff on my website. Well, I don't really have to. Everything's there. You can bounce from place to place to place if you go straight to my website. Email me, maniacalmenace26 @gmail.com if you want to talk to me, tell me something, book me on anything. I'm out here to give it my all and be the best artist / entertainer / entrepreneur / philanthropist that I can be, philosopher, whatever, however you look me. I want to be iconic status. Let's be iconic. Let's get out there and try to change the world. Vocally, image, visionary. However, you know, I wanna bring positivity to the world. Want people to feel again. So, I hope you've listened up and enjoyed these words. Till next time.